Yes, yes, yes. We are live back on Planet FM 104.6 for the Be About It show. And we are just super excited for our next guest for today. I have been having a beautiful week and also sharing what's been happening leading up to Cook Island Language Week, but also exploring the beauty and the art of our Te Mai Wenui Festival that's currently happening in Narotonga. But today we've got a special guest who has done so much for our community. She's given her heart, she's given her mana, she's given her wairua, she's given her beautiful spirit into fashion, the modeling scene and the art scene, the pageant scene, but most importantly, for our diverse, beautiful community to enjoy the fruits and the arts of culture. And today I am blessed to bring to the studio of Planet FM Tutapu Moana Terekia. She also is our former Miss Cook Island Sydney 1989, and she proudly represents the breathtaking Cook Islands Inua of Rarotonga, where her journey began. But I'm going to pass the mic over to our beautiful Tutapu to introduce herself and let our community know how this all started for you and where it all began. Kia ora ana and welcome to the show.
Kia ora, Tina. Thank you for inviting me on this radio station. It's an honor to be here. Kia ora, tato katoto te romato detua. Tohu inga, ko Tutapu Moana Terekia. I'm from the beautiful lagoon of Muri Inua, Ngātangi e Rarotonga. I was born and raised here by my grandfather and my auntie Waini. My grandfather's name is Tani Terekia. And my auntie Waini did it. Yeah, I grew up in their hand. They're the one that raised me up. And that's where I learned my talents through my auntie is a dressmaker. When we were young, we used to make dresses to go to church. We had to learn to make our own. Yeah, that's where my journey started from my auntie mom.
Beautiful. And you know, you've been within our community for a very long time.
Yes, I have.
From the Australian community, the Rarotongan community, and also here in Aotearoa, in our indigenous land, in our beautiful country of New Zealand. And I feel like it's always a huge blessing when we get to bring what we do in the homeland and bring it back to the shores of New Zealand. For yourself, you've created, you've, you know, brought together your arts and crafts that you learned from home, from your garage, from your house, from your island. And how's that been, creating dresses, creating artifacts, eikatu, but also the fabric that you use? How beautiful is it to create something from such a small, I would say, package of fabric and create like really beautiful dresses for everyone to wear?
Yeah, thank you. That was amazing. Thank you, Tina. I started off when I was a little girl watching my mom doing their sewing to make dresses for us to look beautiful to go to church or to wear to a function. She like us to look good. So I watch her, and sometimes she let us use the machine to sew. She also supplied the fabric for us. When she goes busy, I'm jumping on and create some skirts, making some top for me. And I model down the beach because we're not allowed to wear those short things here at home. So I take them to the beach and model one in a Muri Lagoon.
Muri Lagoon.
Muri Lagoon.
The best.
The best in the Cook Island.
I love it. And, you know, church plays a huge fundamental part with our community. But for yourself to see, you know, mom and the aunties and also our community making things from the shores of the islands, how did that inspire you, you know, to really create your own craft? Because everyone has a different sense of style, and your style's always like the real bold colors, colorful, has to be flamboyant, and I love that style as well. But for yourself, how was it like to create and make your own style?
I started off like I got a dream of being a model, being see a pile of book or magazine. Mm. I look at the models and I want to be like them. I want to, how do I do? How can I be like them? So I came to create. So I start doing dresses. Dresses to wear to church, dresses to just wore around, dresses to wear on the beach mainly, because I like something short. At that time, we're not allowed to do that. Everything had to be long, yeah. But that's where I do my modeling on the beach. When my grandpa and my mom, auntie won't see me doing it. That's my runway is on the beach in Mori.
And that's where the heart and the passion comes from your designs. And I want to, you know, bring together your pageant scene as well, because you're not only really talented around the creating of making garments, but you're also being a part of the pageant scene, yes, representing our Inua of the Cook Islands. And how was it like for yourself, especially being in like the original times of when pageantry started for our Cook Islands community? You started your journey 1989, being in Sydney,
yes,
and being your first win as Miss Cook Islands for Sydney. How was that journey for yourself, you know, coming into that scene of pageantry and saying, I want to take this opportunity with two hands, not one?
Yeah, started off like the committees on that at that time, like Rota William and then they all, Mariana Taruya, these all the good people, the high people in the community in Sydney, they say to me, hey, why don't you join in? So I ended up joining in. Gave me another level. Another level that I never think I will be. Because it gave you more opportunity to be yourself, to be creative. Like the words mean show.
Hey.
You show off yourself and create something and show off again. Well, thank you, Tina, because this thing was been hidden for a long time. And Tina brought this out for me to realize it. I have it. I've been there. I've done it. Thank you, Tina, for opening my story.
And I was shocked because I've known you for so many years and, you know, you've been giving your heart and your spirit and also, you know, just your wairua and your mana to our community through dance and creating garments.
Yes.
But when I saw that picture of you holding your flowers, of your bouquet of flowers, and also with the community for the pageant, I was inspired because I didn't know you were in the pageant scene. And, you know, I love pageantry.
Yes.
And to see that this humble woman has really, she knows what she's been doing. You know, you're no stranger to the cultural arts of pageantry, but also the origins of pageantry as well, as to why we do what we do. And how was that for yourself coming into pageantry and, you know, giving yourself a chance to represent the Cook Islands, but knowing, hey, if I want to learn, if I want to, like you mentioned, you're reading your magazines, you're inspired. How did you really take that opportunity and make it your own?
I think that's quite easy to answer, because if you grow in around surrounded with your mum doing all this sewing and her dressing up to go to church and give me more inspiring to me how to dress up to go to church, because watching Wayne, my mom, dress up. She loves to dress up to go to church. And, that's really got to me. And also watching all the magazine in those days, I get more idea watching and more idea for modeling as well. Yeah, that's where the talents come from. But afterwards, I found out that my great-grandmother is also a sewer in the village.
Wow.
She sews for the church people in the village. She does that for people in Ngātangi. And that's when I realized it's passed on to me. And
the legacy continues.
Yeah, the legacy comes to my grandmother, to my mom, to me.
So it starts from your grandmother, from the village of Ngatangia.
My grandmother, Tutapu, she's from Moke. She came to Rotorua and married to my grandfather, Tane Tereke, and that's what she do for a living, sewing and cook bread.
Wow, and that legacy of sewing has been passed on to your generation.
Yes.
Which is now a designer, and you've taken more wings.
Yeah, I've taken more wings. I'm going out there. I'm joining whatever opportunity the people, doors are open for me. I mean, I represent as Cook Island. I create Cook Island design.
Mm.
That's why I create mumus. I create a modern mumus. I create some style for the babies.
Yeah. I love that. I wanted to get into how you see yourself in the community and why it's important to really celebrate, you know, our women that are in the scene. I really love that you give so much gratitude and thanks to your grandparent, your, you know, your grandmother, but also how she's created that legacy of making garments from scratch from the villages of Ngā'amauke and Ngatangia. And, you know, for yourself being in the community, you've passed that on through dance, you've passed that on to the young people of Te Wairua o Te Rangi, and now you're, you know, going through community. You've got Akudanga that's coming up on Saturday, next week, and How excited are you that you get to do this, you know, every single day, creating, putting culture, you know, out there, not just with tangible resources, but also through the reo, through your children. You are 100%, you know, with who you are.
Yes.
And how do you be, what drives you to be you, to do this?
I feel excited. I'm always an excited person. I'm always wanted to be out there to the community, helping out wherever I can. And I always wanted to be a dancer as well. When I was little, that's the same thing. I go on the beach, in my beautiful beach, I do my dancing. So, or on the mountain, where all the kids go on the mountain, do their dancing, a lot of place. Why expect me to help out? It's just natural for me to get out there and do whatever I can. Create some kids. I look at my daughter, look at my son, especially my son. That's how it really wanted me to do. Because my son is half torn in Cook Island, but I want him to know where I come from, my son. So at the age of two, I already start training him to be a dancer. But being out there and dancing in the community, I see happy faces watching the kids dance. That's where it really wants me to carry on, take the kids out there. And the kids love dancing. They just enjoy it. That's where I feed on. I feed on the happiness of the children when they go out there to perform, and also the happiness of the parents and the people, community watching the kids.
Yeah.
I feed on that. I love it. I come home, oh, I've done another important thing today. I'm happy. That's how I get my blessing.
Wow.
From watching my children, parents, community, they come to me, oh, Mona, thank you. Yeah, I love your children. I like those words. I love what you're doing to the community. I love them. Those words keep me going.
Yes. And, you know, your children are a blessing to you.
Yes.
I feel like they are your rock behind everything you do as well. And, you know, for yourself being in the community, what is the secret for your, you don't need to share the secret, but what is your secret to keeping our community culturally alive? What's your, what are some of the inspirations behind that?
The secret for keeping our community alive, togetherness. If somebody need help, you lend your hand. Whatever you have on you, lend your hand to make it better. And also the, if you see somebody that needs and loves to be learn how to do the culture, you open the door to them. come and share your knowledge and share your talents and help out on the top of it, because I do all the courseship for all the kids. Yeah, and that's really worked out for me, because I'm too much talent.
Yes.
So easy for me to give, give, give. Say, I never say no to anybody that asks me, oh, Mama Mona, can you bring your kids? Okay. I never say no.
Yeah.
Because I have the talent. I'm using it. Even I'm in my middle age, I'm still got the same feeling I had when I was young. I like to give, give. It's a blessing that I have to give out, because for my apartment tour, pass it on to me, and I'm carrying it on.
That's so beautiful and so inspiring as well. And I wanted to bring it back to your creations as a fashion designer, as a choreographer, but also as a mother. Starting in your fashion scene, you know, what does it take for you to create? You know, so, many don't really know how you have to really create something from scratch, from getting the fabric, tui-tui,
yeah.
If you're making, like, how do you create that process? What's your process in making an actual garment? Do you buy your fabric first, or do you say you'll put it first, or do you do your story of how what's your breakdown?
I dream first.
Wow.
I stay in bed.
I love that.
I dream first. I go, I sleep, and I think what I'm going to create depends on the customer, depends what's the function. So I create what goes in that event. So I think about it, I dream about it, and then I sketch in my head. I sketch the design in my head, and then I can see the fabric, what I need to have. Put on the table, ta-ka-ta-ka-ta-ka, so done. As long as it's all set up in my mind,
yeah.
What I need. Sometimes I don't need pattern. I can sew without a pattern. Sometimes I can copy what you're wearing and create.
I love that. That's the first that I've heard of, I dream about it first. I feel like that's super important, because we're so nonchalant about our dreams. Very...
Dream come true.
Yeah, you know, I love that you're very... what's that word? Like, you're so...
creative.
Like, you know, you're driven for what you want, and you really base it on your thoughts. And do you believe in your thoughts become your actions? Like, the way that you're thinking about things and how you're... And I feel like you've been a creative from when you were young. You know, you look at things, and then you put it into perspective, and you create it. And with that talent, what are some of the challenges, Tutapu, that you sometimes face when you're having to create, or having to be, or even if you have any challenges, what are some of the things that you go through sometimes that are a challenge for you to keep being you and keep doing what you do?
Challenge. Nothing. I think it's the challenge that you I go through. It depends about the design, like Miss Cook Island gave me something, and then I had to create something. I've already whether the person will love the design, but before I start that, I had to give them an idea first.
Yes.
They're happy with the idea, and then I put it all in one place. I think I don't have a challenge. I'm easy going. I don't have it. So somebody, Mona, can you do this, this? So my mind goes back in that dream again.
Yes.
Picture how to make a shortcut, how to make it more modern. Yeah, I have to go back into my spiritual.
Yes.
My spiritual and think about it. Oh, okay. When my body's comfortable with it, easy. I just cut, 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 done.
Yes, I love that. And you make it so easy.
Yeah. You make that's why you had to go back into your spirit.
Yes.
And your mind is start planning without action. Your mind is putting do this in your mind, and then you know what fabric you're going to get, you know, just do it.
Yes, I love that.
I think that's how it works, I think.
And it makes you feel happy.
Sometimes customers say, hey, If that mattress, hang on, I'm still thinking.
I'm still in my dream.
I'm still in my dream, I'm thinking it takes time.
It takes, and so that's another
tomorrow
point.
Tomorrow you come and pick it up.
Yes.
Really? So it can be done in Monday. Finish.
Wow.
Because you have to set your mind first.
Yes.
And enjoy your mind, what you're thinking. You have to feel it.
Yeah. So with your creating, it's how you feel inside before it comes out into the final product. That's how you feel.
Yeah, that's how I feel. And then when I see it on the person, lately, the older I'm getting, everything is getting perfect now. Mm. No, one goal, one cell, one goal, one fitting. No repair.
Wow.
No alteration. It's been happening lately. I don't know, maybe I pray first.
Yes.
I pray to give me a dream, a beautiful dream.
And do you feel like praying is a huge part of your success, of why you are this monumental, beautiful woman in our community who delivers? Is praying part of that?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do pray a lot for my children. I do pray before we dance. I pray before we finish. I pray when I start something hard, then I ask the Lord to give me a strength and mind, spirit, mind, how to work around this. I do.
I love that. Now, in the community, you do so much in our community.
Yes.
Apart from the amazing work that you do in dance and fashion and also even with the food as well, what is it about the community that holds you so, that holds you real special to it? Because every time I'm around you, you just love the community and anything and everything as well, whether it's a community event, where it's supporting our youth, whether you're always there and, you know, you're always getting bookings, even at different types of events for our Mapu. But what is it so important to you about staying connected with the community?
Thank you, Tina. Well, because people recognize me. They ring me, they email me, or they go through you. They go through you. Oh, where's that mama? Most of my booking, the people ask you and you recommend me. Thank you for that. I love it. Doesn't matter what ethnic is. I'm the African. I do a lot of show with the African. I don't know if these people understand what we're doing. But they just love watching the kids. It's the costume. It's the children. They're enjoying dancing. Yeah, also I dance for the Indian, I dance for Fiji and everywhere.
and you have a heart for everyone.
Yeah, I just love to see my children perform at any stage there. Often I've been Fijian, Samoan, Don, African, even English, China. We do Chinese.
Yes.
We do go to do Chinese dancing and promote us. That is a bonus. We dance for the Chinese in the city, Sky City.
Wow.
Every year we do that, every year.
And how awesome is it for you to be with diverse communities as well, like you've mentioned, with the Chinese, the Indian, the European, the Latin, you know, the African. And does that build to your character as you as Sutapu?
I think I was born to love any culture. I was born, I think I'm African as well. But, you know, you feel when you connect to the Indian, you connect.
Yes.
I got friends that are Indian, they ring me, Mama Mona, your kids want to dance, this or this. And I go and do it, I never say no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am connected to individual ethnic.
Mm.
I'm not racist, I'm just...
You're just
go for
you,
it.
Yeah.
I'm just you, like you.
You're a colorful spirit.
Yeah, that's the word I am.
I love that. And we need more of that in our community. And that's one of the reasons why I am inspired by you, because you do so much, not only in the arts of our culture, you diversify your heart to many. And before we come to a final ending, I wanted to ask, who has been behind you in support of you being Tutapu, but also with the many hats that you wear? Do you have any acknowledgements that you'd like to make to anyone or any group or any individuals that have been beside you from the very beginning till now?
Yes. I like to thank the Lord for being there for me. Because without him, I won't be here today. Without his knowledge, I won't be getting any, because of his knowledge that's applied for me. That's why I'm here today for it. The kindness to give to the people, kindness to the community, it's come from the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, and I also like thanking my husband, Jesse O'Neill. He's the rock behind me. He's the one that gives the money. Hey, baby. No, he's my rock. He's the one. And also my son, Tange, he's also my rock. Whatever I want, he just do it. And my daughter, also upcoming.
Yes.
She's my upcoming
talented
rock. Yeah. My husband, my son, and my daughter is my rock. Yeah, well, I always turn to them. They're my helpers. You don't need much. It's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Give them the knowledge and the talent will help you out.
Yeah. And, you know, having a solid rock behind you, has that been super important?
Yes, you got to have somebody to love you, somebody to care what you do, somebody for you to center around. You got to have that. Maybe I do need more, but I haven't gone out there to ask more. Yes. And also being supported by the Whareroa Community Center.
Yes.
They're the one that always supplied the house for us to dance for many years.
Mm-hmm.
I've also been there, but because since I've had a bit of sickness during the COVID, so I stopped a bit of work. And I stopped going to the Whareroa because I need to be my time, me time.
Yes.
But now, like 3 years now, I'm back on again. And nothing will stop me because of the energy of the Lord that gives me. Hey, get out there.
Yeah.
Give you all. Whatever the community need, give your all.
And you definitely give your all with a lot of things that you do as well.
Yes.
You're truly an inspiration to our community because of the heart that you have. And as I mentioned, the colorful diversity that you blend, not only yourself, but your family too as
and
well.
And all my friends.
And you do it with a smile. Yeah. You know, you do it with, you know, your heart on your sleeves. You're always on good energy, good vibes, and you're always just, you know, letting everyone know, go out, get it, smile,
share it. Your talent, get out there.
Yeah,
you come back, your rock's still waiting for me.
Yes,
yeah,
and I think
you got to have a good rock behind you.
Yeah,
to keep you going. If you don't have a solid rock behind you, you probably a little bit mixed up.
Yeah,
here and there. So I think that's why I came a long way. Good family support. And acknowledging the tupuna that got my talent from.
Yes.
I had to thank you them and the family already. I got a good family, and I got a good partner and my children, and I still got more to give to this world.
Woo! There you have it, our very own beautiful Tutsapu Moana. She gives so much for our people. And for those that are tuning in as well on Planet FM 104.6, she is also got an event that's happening next week on Saturday, the Aku Vanga Fashion Show. The Te Vairua Terangi group will be performing alongside a couple of her beautiful children that will be modeling as well. Come on down. And if you have tamariki from the ages of 5 to 15. She has a beautiful group for you and for everyone to join in and also be a part. And it's free. This is the reason why she is a beautiful soul to our community. This dance group is for free. She does this for the love of her heart and was super blessed to share a lot of it in our community. So this right here, right now, is the Be About It show. It's your voice. It's your station and your city on 104.6. Tune in for more next week and have a very blessed day. How excited are we for today?
Awesome. I feel amazing today. I feel blessed by you, Tina, for opening the door to bring all this knowledge out for our community to find out who am I.
Who am I? There you have it. It is Planet FM. Have a beautiful day and have good vibes only.